Boulder Acoustic Society tearing it up. Their latest called Champion of Disaster. A really dark view of things. Much different than anything I've heard from them the past almost 6 years now, I think. This is their sixth release in that time. Very cool stuff from BAS. Speaking of, and in news and notes this week, a rather bittersweet bit of news come my way here a little earlier. This evening, I found out that Kylan Young, the former violinist for Boulder Acoustic Society, has purchased a one-way ticket back to Singapore, the land that he grew up in. He's been in the United States now, he says, for 16 years, and he wants to go back home, reconnect with family and friends, spend some time over there. He may someday return back here, but in the meantime, he says he needs to go home. So good on Kylan for that. It's been a marvelous journey, and very, very grateful to have a man of that immense talent here in Colorado. In other news and notes, check out the great interviews with Cal Cahoon and also with members of the band Aeolian over at westward.com. I should have the new Cal Cahoon record to share with you by next week's show, and if you're in a big hurry to hear it, as I was earlier this morning, you can find it to stream at her Bandcamp page. Great new stuff from Cal that was recorded over several years at four different studios in Denver, including working with Randall Frazier at Helmet Room and also Colin Bricker over at Notably Fine Audio. I got a chance to hang out with bluesman Lionel Young, who will be representing Colorado in the International Blues Challenge Band Competition in Memphis coming up in February. He let me know that he'll have some new music to share with us before he leaves on that trip. A six-piece band he's taking with him for that. Bassist Kim Stone, known for his work with the Rippingtons and Spyro Gyra over the last 20 years now, I guess, is now sitting in with Lionel's band. He told me that he's got some choice stuff to get our way to share, including a jam band kind of prog rock trio thing he's been gigging with. He also told me he's got some recordings he fixed up from a funk band back in the 70s out of the area that he was associated with. So I'm really looking forward to checking out some new stuff from Mr. Kim Stone. When we return, our featured jazz track of the week from longtime Northern Colorado sax man Andrew Vogt and some new folk from John McVeigh and Nathaniel Ratliff on the way here on the Colorado Sound.